this well. Became Kent State a quarterback. No one knew about you, but no, it's worked out pretty well. Ever anticipate that?
You know, that's all in the past. You're more focused on, 2014, going into your seventh practice on Monday, taking this film in from today, getting better. I dropped the ball today in the end zone. There's a whole lot of things that I got to do to get myself better to contribute to this unit.
How was the footing out there? Was it slippery at all, or just slipping out of here, or you kept your footing?
When you have a wet surface, you have to stick to your fundamentals, drop your butt, plant off the right foot. It's great practice because you can get away with, cheating it on turf or, when it's dry, cutting off the wrong foot and all that stuff. This just makes you work your fundamentals to the fullest of your ability.
Has Jimmy asked you guys as receivers about what kind of cadences you guys may have?
He hasn't asked me personally.
I know Coach McCain was excited for this season. You feel like that too?
Definitely. It's football. I'm definitely excited to get out here, and it's improve this year each and every day, and then go out there and you set your goals, and our goals right now are to be able to execute what we're learning in film study and not make the same mistake twice. So you're definitely excited. This is what we do.
Julian, sorry if you've been asked this, what do you think Brandon LaFell has brought to the team so far?
He's a great addition. He's been on top of his game. I'm excited to play next to him. As far as evaluation, you have to ask Coach on that. But I can tell you personally that he's working hard, and it's good to have him out there.
Julian, I apologize for asking about this question before we were over Brandon. But what is the main thing that you want to get out of these OTAs, these spring sessions? I imagine a lot of it's just kind of getting timing down, getting back in a rhythm. But what are some of the other things you're looking forward to?
You want to go in, you want to work your time in, like you said. You want to just get reps, muscle memory on your fundamentals, on running routes, catching ball at a high pace with a guy on you, stuff like that. You want to have little mini goals of going in and not making a mistake. If there's some new material each and every day or something like that, you want to go in and you want to try to execute to the best of your ability the first time instead of, trying to take one or two times to do it. Just stuff like that. It's good to get out here and get reps, as a unit, and try not to be that one guy making a mistake on the play.
Is it strange for you this camp now? You're the guy who came in, you got the big contract, you're no longer the young guy trying to prove yourself. Like, there are a lot of guys I'm sure looking up to you now. Has it been different for you at all?
I haven't even thought about it. I'm just trying to go out there every day and get better. Everyone's got a different kind of goal, and whether it's trying to make a team, whether it's trying to earn your role, trying to contribute to something, and I'm just like one of those guys just trying to earn a role and go out there and help this team.
When it comes to somebody like Brandon, who's new to the receiving corps, what kind of sort of things that you have to impart to him to make him get up to speed as quickly as possible?
I mean, he's a smart guy. He's been picking it up pretty well. But as a receiver, when you're in there with the other guys, you know that you have to communicate, personnel, a concept, this, that. Out here, everyone, just trying to get the concepts down. And if we, if anyone has a problem, I have a problem, I ask, Danny or someone. We're all just trying to communicate, and that's what this camp's really good for, is the communication factor, seeing looks and all that kind of stuff. So it's just, preaching communication.
Julian, last week when we spoke to Revis, he talked about loving the competition at practice. How do you see this defense making you guys better at practice?
I mean, you go out there and then you're playing against premier corners, and we've had premier corners last year, and then adding the new guys, and it's good. It's going to make you better. You know if you don't focus on a fundamental, or if you're going to be lazy or something, that these type of guys, they can take advantage of that that opportunity for them. So it's going to make, you know, it's going to make me better, and hopefully we're making them better.
Have you knocked heads with Revis to this point?
Huh?
Have you knocked heads? Have you gone up against Revis to this point? And what's that challenge been like?
I mean, I think everyone's going against everyone, and like I said, it's the same old thing. You know, we're all just trying to go out there, work our fundamentals, and then, you know, with a guy like Revis, Browner, you know, even Dev, Dennard, you know, Logan, you know, all of them, you know, these guys are instinctive guys that they know football, and if you don't stick to your fundamentals or your concept, your coaching point, or any of that, they're going to take advantage of it.